Chapter 3. Tidying Your Workspace. First, let's look at the concrete steps for tidying up your physical workspace. Tidying the non-physical aspects will be addressed in subsequent chapters. Whether you work at a desk or have your own cubicle or room, the basic steps of the KonMari method for tidying the physical workspace are the same. To begin with, tidy only those spaces for which you have sole responsibility. This is a cardinal rule of tidying, and it basically means starting with your own desk. If there are any communal spaces, for example, a storage area for supplies, a break room, or a meeting room, just ignore them for now, even if they aren't as tidy as you'd like them. If you work at home, deal with work-related items separately from personal items. For example, if some of your books and documents are work-related while others are not, identify only the work-related items for now and focus on tidying them, leaving personal items for a later date when you are ready to tidy your home. If you have your own studio or workshop, the principles are the same, but depending on how much stuff you have, tidying may take longer. For example, if your workspace is the size of a large garage, if your cupboards and shelves are full of tools and parts, or if you have a large volume of products or artworks on hand, give yourself longer, perhaps even 2 months, to complete the tidying process. The order in which you tidy is important in the KonMari method. In the home, I generally recommend starting with clothes and progressing through the more advanced categories in the order of books, papers, kimono, miscellaneous items, and sentimental items. I recommend this order because starting with the easiest and working up to the hardest category helps us develop our capacity to choose what to keep or let go and decide where to store everything. For tidying the workspace, just drop the clothes category and proceed through books, papers, kimono, and sentimental items. The rules for tidying these categories are also the same. Work on one category at a time. Begin by taking out every item in each category or subcategory and piling them in one.